British Airways is warning passengers about deep vein thrombosis, potentially fatal blood clots that might result from sitting for hours at a time on long flights. Two Australian airlines today said they would print such warnings on their tickets. There's a law firm in Australia that's getting set to take action on behalf of some 1,000 people who say they have suffered from blood clots. Stanley Moeller teaches aerospace medicine at the Wright State University School of Medicine in Dayton, Ohio. He says airline deregulation is part of the problem. Dr. Moeller says it encouraged airlines to try to make flights cheaper by squeezing more passengers into every plane.
By putting in more seats on a window across and more seats in the airplane and having more people, you have a narrower aisle. And the flight attendants have to push these carts up and down the aisle. So people are advised, stay in your seat. Keep your seatbelt fastened. The only thing they don't say is be quiet. So the seats are getting smaller and closer together, and the people are getting bigger. And there's discouragement in recent years from getting up and moving about, which would keep the blood circulating in the veins of the legs upward toward the heart.
Well, what about the idea that you're in a plane and a pressurized cabin? Let's compare this to, say, travel on a train. What about the air?
Well, the pressurization per se actually doesn't affect this. It's the lack of motion. In the trains, you can walk back and forth, and the seats are larger, and it's just a more commodious situation, and people don't get this long, confined circumstance.
When you have to be on a flight that takes several hours, what do you do personally?
Well, the first thing I do is consider a couple of days before the flight to take one aspirin. This helps the blood cut down on coagulability. The second thing I do when I get on the plane is keep my feet, calves, and thighs moving to a degree. You can tighten them up in place with personal exercise to squeeze the blood up the veins into the heart. Another thing I do is make sure I drink some non-alcoholic beverages. And the main reason for that is it makes you get up and go to the bathroom. It's sort of a reminder to get out of your seat.
It sounds as if you take this pretty seriously. Do you think death is a possibility from a situation like this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, anytime your feet are slightly swelling, and of course they pass out nice socks so that, you know, you can take off your shoes because they feel too tight, almost everybody has this slight tight feeling. That means the blood is sludging in the veins. It's the day after the flight that a lot of these people have the clots break off. And some of them go to the emergency room, and of course the emergency room doctor until now wasn't aware to ask, have you been on an airplane in the recent past? And some of them are diagnosed as a possible heart attack. And if the person's lucky and the blood clot dissolves in the emergency room and while they're being studied, then the emergency doctor's happy and sends them home. If the person dies in the emergency room, which has happened, then they know for sure that it was the blood clot from the flight.
Dr. Moeller, thank you.
You're welcome.
Stanley Moeller of Wright State University School of Medicine in Dayton, Ohio.